Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, we have entered the spring season, which means, you guessed it, spring cleaning, gentlemen. And in fact,
right,
there's a lot
of people.
I cleaned
my toilet.
I got a hack. Well done,
he
sir.
He only does it once a year, ladies.
And I've got some other hacks for you.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Cleaning hacks you'll wish you knew sooner. Let's take a look at how our ancestors used to keep things tidy. Why, back in medieval times, things weren't as nifty as a barbecue turkey leg at the fair. These wretched souls resorted to perfumes and fragrances to mask particularly unpleasant odors. So keep that in mind today, and remember, if it smells like fish, it's a dish. If it smells like cologne, leave it alone.
Hey, I disagree.
They were talking about you, seeping pustule, Matilda. Positive Friday.
I feel different. Like I said, there's that all-over body spray now. Everybody's like, you can spray every part of your body. We get what you're getting at. Mm-hmm. My thought is, based on a man like myself with certain proclivities, can you offer a teriyaki flavor?
And we're moving on.
Cool Ranch Dorito.
All right. I only got so much time here. Cleaning hacks that you wish you knew sooner. First of all, this is not a cleaning hack. This is just best practices. But they say clean from top to bottom. That's just smart. Well, dust things first. Wipe things down first. The last thing that you should do is sweep and mop your
floor. Same way you shower.
Absolutely.
Should be top to bottom.
Right. Let the dirt run down.
Put soap on my feet, pull my leg up, and rub my hair with the sole of my foot.
Troubles with cast iron. They say use a potato to scrub cast iron. Sprinkle a handful of salt in the skillet. Use a potato half to scrub it. You all right, Ted?
I'm going to rub myself on a potato.
I'm getting clean, mama.
All right, though. Yeah. Deodorize your refrigerator with coffee. Okay. Simply place dry ground coffee in a bowl and place it in the fridge. The coffee grounds will absorb any foul odors.
How about drinking it?
That works, too.
Let's get some Arm & Hammer.
Cleaning the cheese grater. Use a lemon to clean the cheese grater. The lemon juice and flesh will loosen up any debris stuck in the small crevices to finish. Give it a thorough rinse.
That one's good to know because I always hand wash it, and it's such a pain in the ass.
Also, if you need some rind, you got it.
There you go. Oh, exactly. You can zest it a little bit. Side note, you can, in fact, zest a strawberry. use a dryer sheet.
Is that sexual?
No, it's just a little dispute we've had here in the group. Using a dryer sheet to clean a casserole dish.
Really?
Fill the dish with hot water and drop in a dryer sheet. Let it soak for about 15 minutes, then dump out the water and the dryer sheet. The stains should now be easy to scrub away with a sponge.
Hmm. Also, if you're traveling with any kind of illegal drugs, wrap it in a dryer sheet.
That's true.
No, I mean, that's it.
It'll kind of taste like the dryer sheet.
Yeah, the weed smells like, yeah.
Okay, olive oil for stainless steel. Says for your stainless steel appliances, use a little bit of olive oil on a paper towel or cloth. Wipe in the same direction of the grain. That's very important. Wipe in the same direction of the grain. Then use a soft cloth to buff it all away.
I'm waiting for you to get to vinegar.
Coming in there. Clean your garbage disposal with ice. I've seen this hack a lot on TikTok.
Really?
Put a handful of ice down the drain and turn on your disposal. The ice shards help to clean any gunk off of the blades. Turn on the faucet to give it one final rinse as the ice melts away.
I always drop a lemon in there.
That's good.
I cut it in half, dump it in.
Another good call.
And it smells good.
It takes a while.
Exactly. Clean a cutting board with lemon. Sprinkle some salt on it, then scrub the scrub with the cut side of a half a lemon. Rinse and then repeat if needed.
I like they tell you the cut side.
I got a plastic cutting board. I need to re-up.
Get rid of that. Yes,
no,
you
it's
do.
Been there. I've had it for 10 years.
So I get
it's
it.
It's time to cash that.
Get wood, buddy.
Oh. You sound like his ex-wife.
are you talking about hymns? We run those commercials.
Yes,
right?
We do. Yeah. Yes, we do. Cleaning hacks that you wish that you cleaning hacks you'll wish you knew sooner. Use salt to clean a messy oven. Now this one's kind of time sensitive. It says clean up your mess on the bottom of the oven by sprinkling a handful of salt on the spill. Like if something bubbles over and spills in there, sprinkle it there while it's still hot. The salt will help form a crust, making the mess much easier to clean once it's cooled off.
Okay, good to know.
I feel like also a lot of ovens kind of have that uber nuclear setting that just...
But how often do you actually use it?
I haven't used it yet, but I rarely use it.
I have been oven-free for 2 months.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Where's your oven, dude?
Oh, it's broke.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just waiting for Albert Lee to schedule a day for me.
Okay.
Yes.
Also, your oven door is detachable.
Yeah, it is. You can. It's on hinges. You can actually pick it easily.
I found that out when I was angry one night. What made me happy was that I could put it back on.
Like, yeah, but I broke
it's two little
stove.
Two pegs on each side. Boom.
Yeah.
You pick it up. You turn it off.
You're right, Ted.
I don't want another story. I'm just imagining.
I'm married.
He messed up a castle.
I'm married. Yeah. Oh no.
Damn it! Casserole's ruined!
Exactly. Losing
burned it again!
Happy Thanksgiving, bitches!
This turkey's going in the garbage.
The door gone. Went through the window.
I punched through a pocket door one night. That's more expensive.
Yes. And Mike laughs.
I do.
And I'm divorced.
My wife just gets pissed when I throw up in the toilet. Okay, then the number
I get upset with myself when I throw up in the toilet.
Yeah, all right. But then the number one cleaning hack that you'll wish that you knew sooner. Miles, what were you waiting for?
Vinegar.
Use vinegar to clean the gunk around the faucet. Soak a cloth in vinegar and place it directly on the faucet base. Let it sit for a couple of hours.
Ooh.
Then use the same cloth to wipe away the stains.
I'll also say Dawn Power Spray. I don't know what they put in there. It could be nuclear material that's killing me, but God damn, does it clean everything.
Yeah, I know. We have to get a lot of non-chemical cleaners these days.
Why?
My mother put it best once.
Because I'm married.
Like everyone's sugar ants or whatever kind of ants they are.
God,
everyone goes
awful.
Through. So we got environmentally friendly whatever, some kind of spray, and it didn't do anything. And then my parents came to visit, and I explained this to my mother, and she goes, listen, I'm not encouraging you to do bad things, but she goes, ants are part of the environment. It doesn't work because it's environmentally friendly. She's like, nuke those bitches if you don't want them around.
That's a fact. That is a fact. Golly. And they don't care either.
No.
Dude, I got into the shower one day. My wife, she has, you know, their shampoos and goos and whatever the hell's in there. This one was like strawberry scented or some crap like that. But there was just a little spill that was kind of on the side of the tub. I got into the shower one day, and they had descended upon it.
On the shampoo. Or conditioner,
dude.
Or whatever, right.
And she hates them. Like, I was glad that I found them because she'd have freaked the hell out. Like,
honey or beer?
Mm-hmm. Honey or beer?
One of the two, yeah.
Really?
Honey explains itself. It's like walking into hot tar, right?
Oh,
I can't
fair.
Move anywhere. Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But say that would attract them.
Yeah. Beer, they get drunk and are willing to have sex with you.
That's a sugar.
I'll take beer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.